Last year, Rangel invested in reassessing every property in town. The borough wanted to create a level playing field for all properties, some in town hadn't been assessed in decades. During a presentation at the end of February, Assessor Martin Zonkulis told the Rangel Assembly that the borough should expect quite a few appeals to property assessments this year.
Since we had the larger increase in property values, we had similar last year in all these, so we're expecting definitely to have a high number of appeals.
The vast majority of Rangel properties had their assessed property value increased by $18,000 or less, but some of the valuation changes could be more dramatic. One property in Rangel, the Outlier, increased by more than $500,000.
If the market has changed as much as it did in the past 2 years, there's no state statute that limits how much property values can increase in 1 year. There's different states, a couple of states, they do have limitations how much it can increase. State of Alaska does not have that.
Assessed property value isn't an automatic increase to property taxes. Before levying taxes this year, Rangel's Assembly will reconsider the mill rate, or the amount of property tax collected per assessed value of the property. The mill rate may not change, but it could be dropped to balance the increase in assessed value. That's been discussed throughout the last year by borough administration and assembly members. 80% of the revenue from Rangel's property taxes goes to the borough's general fund, and 20% to a special fund for Rangel's schools. Onskoulis explained that assessing is a science and an art. Assessors take into account property type, location, how old it is, and any improvements, along with its size. They also look at the value of other similar properties in the area. The average sale price of a Rangel home rocketed past the national average last year, jumping to almost $415,000. That's a 50% increase. But Onskoulis explained that's not necessarily an accurate picture of Rangel's housing market, since in 2021 and 2022, there were only 48 homes sold. Onskoulis also explained property assessment isn't an appraisal. As assessors, he and his colleagues try and get their assessments between 90% and 110% of the appraised value of a house.
Assessment value is more, it's a mass appraisal. So instead of us doing one property, spending one couple days on one property, we do the whole city at the same time. And our goal is to assign, estimate the value for each property, making sure it's equal across the city, that the similar values, similar properties are being assessed similarly.
Property assessments are set to be mailed out to Rangel property owners by March 20th, and they'll have just under a month to appeal their property valuation. Onskoulis says that the burden of proof for an appeal is on a property owner to show that the assessment is either excessive, unequal, improper, or undervalued. That may require property owners to request information from the borough about similar properties in town to show a comparison to the Board of Equalization. That board has the final say on property assessments. They'll meet the evening of May 6th at City Hall to consider appeals. In Rangel, I'm Sage Smiley.